Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
Going green
on the Claire Byrne Show
with Repack. Repack members, repackaging the future and valuing resources. Find out more on repack.ie.
Now today we are going to focus on energy labelling. So from your home and its BER rating to the energy rating on your washing machine, what do all of those labels mean? Sive O'Neill, climate researcher and lecturer, joins me. Hello, Sive. Thank you very much for coming in. This is a bit of a minefield, isn't it? The whole labelling right through everything I mentioned there, BER on the house, right through to you're getting a new appliance and you want it to be efficient and climate friendly. So we need to know exactly what the labels mean.
Yeah, thanks so much for inviting me in. I love talking about energy and these ratings. They're really important in telling us in advance, before we make a purchase, what the likely cost of running an appliance is going to be. So the first thing to say is that the ratings A to G on most appliances that you will see in hardware and kind of appliance stores are completely different from the BER rating. So the BER rating on your house refers to the energy performance of the fabric of the house, essentially. So it doesn't tell you anything about what your electricity bills are likely to be, because you could plug everything in and charge everything up all the time and end up with high bills, even if you're in
an
A-rated dwelling. So they're very different. So the A on the house doesn't mean the same thing as A on the washing machine. So the energy labels that apply to appliances, you might remember a few years ago, you saw a lot of A plus and then A plus plus and A plus plus plus.
Very confusing.
They were very confusing for people. So what the EU did was, these labels are all set by the EU. So they're standardized across the EU and they apply to each individual product, not a brand. So individual brands of washing machine manufacturers, they might have many different types of washing machine and they perform to different standards. So they re-scaled the energy labels then now. So everything is A, B, C, D, E, F or G. You don't have any more of the A plus thing. Mm-hmm. So A is obviously the best and the most efficient and it will cost less to run.
Yeah, but that's what I wanted to ask you. Does that mean if I need a new washing machine and I buy an A rated one, that it is going to be cheaper to run than the C or the D?
It should absolutely mean that. That's what the whole point of the energy labelling is. It's to give you as a consumer some control over your energy costs, because once you buy the appliance, you're locked into its lifetime.
That's it.
Unless you decide to discard it, which would be a bit of a waste of money, you're going to continue to use it until it doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, the more expensive appliances generally have a longer life. They're tested and the aim of these high brand highly rated appliances would be to have them, you know, last for up to 20 years in some cases. So sometimes it is worth paying the extra, not because of the energy savings so much, but because of what we call the total cost of ownership, that it's going to last longer, you'll have less maintenance and you'll get longer life from the machine, because they are big investments. Mm-hmm. And you know yourself how awkward it is to actually move them around as well. They're very big and awkward.
Yeah, and you want it to last a long time. But if you have a washing machine now and you're using it right now and it's 15 years old, are you really wasting a lot of money on the energy it's going to take to run that machine?
Well, that's where you can actually do a bit of homework and research yourself. You can actually look at the appliance, and if you can't find any evidence of what the rating is or was, because it could be an older machine, it would be, you know, you can look it up. The manufacturers have information online relating to all their appliances and their energy rating, and you can even use. I would recommend people use, some of these AI sort of software things to actually calculate what the running costs are. But the other thing is, I think in order to make the most use of these energy labels and understanding how energy works, we need to add up all the things that we're spending, we're using electricity for at a household level, and then translate that into what appears on our actual bill and understand how to read the bill, because otherwise you might make cutbacks in a certain area that might not, you know, materialise on the bill a couple of months later. So it's important to understand how your bill shows you this information and how to read that.
A lot of people have smart meters now. And what can you tell from a smart meter readout? What information does it give you?
On the box itself, on the meter itself, virtually nothing. It's gobbledygook to most people. I can't understand any of the information on it. So you really, in order to read the data, in order to access the data, you actually have to have an account with ESB Network. So all the information, no matter who your supplier is, goes to this one portal in ESB Networks. So if you're not already a customer of Electric Ireland or whatever, you need to actually set up a separate account with them, and you need to have your MPRN, which is the meter number essentially, and that's
on
the
your bill.
It's on the top right of your bill. So once you have that data, and you put it in, set up an account, you can read the smart meter data. And it's a lot of interesting information there about your consumption, what times of the day you're using energy more.
But it's not going to tell you what appliance is using.
No,
it's giving you the time when your energy use is high and low and so on.
Yes, exactly. And but that's more information than you would get if you didn't have a smart meter. Mm. And the other thing about having a smart meter is that you can avail of different tariffs. So if you don't have a smart meter, you have a daily, you have a flat rate essentially that applies at all times of the day, and it tends to be higher. You may or may not have a night meter, in which case, if you don't have one, you're not able to get the benefit of a lower rate at night time. So a smart meter allows you to benefit from rates that can vary quite dramatically depending on the time of day.
But if you have an electric car, and if you're organised enough to have your washing machine on late or at night, and your dryer if you use one, your dishwasher, the night rate can give you huge savings, can't it?
Yes, it's usually about half the cost, and that makes a big difference, say, if you compare the cost of charging an EV with the cost of filling a similar model with diesel, especially at the moment. So even though electricity is expensive in Ireland, there's no question about that, it's still a much cheaper way of actually getting your car powered up essentially to take you from A to B. Mm-hmm. So there's no question about that. The other thing to say is that you need a smart meter to receive export payments if you have a solar panel. So you can get solar panels without a smart meter, but you can't receive the export payments, which is a bit of a bummer.
And can you ask, if you don't have a smart meter, can you ask for one at this stage?
I believe so. Now, there may be parts of the country where they're rolling them out a bit more slowly.
I think from memory, I was told I was getting one rather than requesting it.
Yes, well, it's a kind of a default position. So if it's a new connection or you need to have the meter replaced for any reason, they automatically put in a smart meter. But you can opt out of it. It's better to let them know that you don't want one. So whoever writes to you, you could contact them and tell them you don't want it. But, you know, I think people had a lot of concerns about data and things like that. But obviously, ESB Networks and your utility, they're covered by the GDPR regulations. So they have to manage your personal data. And also, this data is actually very helpful if we collectivise it, because it allows them to plan the grid and manage the grid better once they know where the peak energy times are, where in the day that's happening, and how to moderate that demand. So there is a benefit to it, and I think it's something we should lean into rather than pull away from.
Deirdre has a Bosch washing machine. She bought it for 50 euro in 2007 on eBay, and it's A rated, it was at the time, and still works perfectly. Lucky for her. But is an A rating from 2007 the same as a 2026 A rating?
That would be the old rating, but I mean, I'm a big fan of that brand myself. I've had a lot of those machines, and they tend to perform very well for a long time. So, you know, basically it's about if I was buying a secondhand machine in that kind of situation, I would look up the manufacturer's information, and I would find out exactly what it costs to run in terms of kilowatt hours. And you multiply that by the unit rate of electricity. Now, depending on what time of day you're going to use it at, and you can work out quite straightforwardly what the running cost is. But as I said before, the biggest thing with the difference between an A and B washing machine is if you go for a more premium brand, and sometimes they can be quite a bit more expensive,
yes.
it's the lifetime cost of that machine where you get the saving rather than the saving per individual load mm-hmm. or per year.
Yeah, you could get a cheap mm-hmm. machine that is a low energy user, but it'll last you 4 or 5 years.
Exactly.
And that's a problem.
And they're expensive. You're still looking at a few hundred euro. So, mm-hmm. and the same is true for, there's now heat pump dryers, because a perception is still amongst Irish people that a dryer is an extremely expensive use of electricity.
They're very cheap to run, the heat pump ones.
They are.
But they take a long time to dry your clothes. So if you're not in a hurry, you might.
That's because they don't use as much heat.
Yeah.
So anything in terms of your appliances that generates heat or has to move things or that requires a fan, is going to use electricity. So that's why an air fryer is more efficient than a convection oven for small amounts. So it's put your thinking cap on, learn a little bit about energy, and it's very empowering. And you can save a lot of money by looking into these things before you splash out.
Sive, thank you so much. That is Sive O'Neill, climate researcher and lecturer. That brings us to the end of the programme.
Going Green
on The Claire Byrne Show
with Repack. Repack members. Repackaging the future and valuing resources. Find out more on repack.ie.
Now, today we are going to focus on energy labelling. So from your home and its BER rating to the energy rating on your washing machine, what do all of those labels mean? Sive O'Neill, climate researcher and lecturer, joins me. Hello, Sive. Thank you very much for coming in. This is a bit of a minefield, isn't it? The whole labelling right through everything I mentioned there, BER on the house, right through to you're getting a new appliance and you want it to be efficient and climate friendly. So we need to know exactly what the labels mean.